AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to CP Time, the only show that's for the culture. Today, we'll be discussing black gymnasts. Simone Biles is only the latest in a long history of black gymnasts making you feel bad for not being able to touch your toes. Gymnasts like Sid Oglesby, who in 1964 became the first African-American to win an NCAA title. His event was the long horse, which I'm sure is impressive, but to me, the long horse just looks like somebody put legs on a Twinkie. Oglesby got his start when his brother bet him he couldn't climb a rope. And Sid was so determined to prove his brother wrong, he started training in gymnastics, which I can relate to. My brother once told me that I didn't have the courage to eat a bug, so damn it, I ate a whole jar of bugs. Now I'm addicted to the things. I'm having a time of my life during cicada season. But Oglesby wasn't just a star athlete. He was also an activist for justice. As a student, Oglesby demanded that his university stop competing against schools that were racially segregated, which is bold, because college gymnasts don't usually have a lot of leverage at their school. Usually students don't even know that their school has gymnasts until one day they're flipping through the channels and they see the dude from biology on ESPN3. Moving on to our next gymnast, Wendy Hilliard. In the 1980s, she represented the United States in international competition for a record 9 years. That's a long time to be doing gymnastics. After 9 years, your knees are going to be asking your elbows to swap. But Wendy's trek to the top was paved with discrimination. In 1983, Wendy was denied a spot on the U.S. team, and when she asked her coach why, he said, "Wendy, you stand out too much." Which is the worst excuse I've ever heard. It's gymnastics. Those people are doing backflips and sequin leotards. You tell me how you're supposed to do that and blend in. Hilliard didn't give up, though. She and her mother made phone calls and even sent faxes to U.S. Gymnastics until they accepted her on the team. That's the most righteous use of a fax machine since that time I faxed my ex-wife those court documents giving me joint custody of our Tamagotchi. I want to be a part of his life, Deborah. He needs a father. Up next is the incredible Dominique Dawes, the first black American to win an individual Olympic medal in women's gymnastics and a dominant gymnast of the 1990s. Her greatness was even recognized by royalty itself when the artist Prince put her in the music video for Betcha by Golly Now. And if you ask me, that's a much better award than any medal. Who cares about gold when you can say you were surrounded by purple? And finally, we come to Gabby Douglas, a woman who accomplished a ridiculous number of feats before she was even old enough to get car insurance. In 2012, Douglas became the first African-American woman in Olympic history to become an individual all-around champion. All around. That means everything. The flipping, twisting, the bars, the beams. She was doing more in the air than JetBlue. Douglas went on to win even more golds in the 2016 Olympics and even had her face put on a box of cornflakes. I used to see every time my ex-wife threw the flakes in the cart, telling me I need to watch out for my cholesterol. I need to watch out for the Tamagotchi, Deborah. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Roy Wood Jr., and this has been CP Time. And remember, we're for the culture. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's still cicada season. This type of buffet only comes around every 17 years.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.